Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm here, my name's Cass, he's here, his name's Aiden.
Yeah, you summed it up really nicely. I feel like I don't need to add anything to that.
Oh, thank you. And she's here, her name's Zoe.
My name's Zoe.
Yay. And today we're talking horse meat.
Horse meat.
Horse meat.
Horse meat.
Horse meat.
Zoe, you dropped a bombshell on us about 1 second before recording. It was that you said you'd eaten horse meat in France?
Yeah, I had horse meat. I had a horse burger.
A horse burger?
Yeah.
She's like, say more.
All right, so I wasn't like, I'm going to order a horse burger. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure my dad and my brother ordered a horse burger, and I took a bite of the horse burger, and it tasted fine.
That's so exciting to me.
Yeah.
I'm about to go to Vietnam, and I'm going to eat so much fucking horse.
Oh yes. So much.
It's going to be great.
My brother tells a story of when he lived in Cambodia where he's pretty sure he ate dog.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Apparently it's fucking delicious.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It's the soul that makes it taste good.
Yeah. It's the fact they have human emotions.
Yeah. The intelligence of a three-year-old.
Yeah. Well, that's why bacon's so good, right?
That's true. Yeah, pigs are smart.
Mm. Well, okay. So I think horses are really intelligent. Mm-hmm. And they scare me. Yeah. But I was speaking to someone who was a horse person the other day, and they were like, horses are so stupid.
Yeah, they're dumb.
Just prettier cows.
No, cows are so beautiful.
Why are you okay to eat a cow then?
I'm okay to eat a horse as well.
Okay, good.
I'm okay to eat all of them.
Yeah. All right, nice.
Give me every animal. I don't care.
One of each.
I'm a Noah's Ark in my belly.
Two of every kind.
Two of every kind, please.
Do you reckon, okay, does horse taste different to cow?
I think in a burger situation, it tasted the same.
Yeah.
At burger time, it tastes like a grill.
You fry the shit out of it with oil and whatever.
Yeah.
And
I think in a burger situation, it was fine. Mm. It wasn't like, oh my God, it's the most crazy flavor in the world. You know, sometimes you'll eat like a, I don't want to use the word exotic, but like a different meat.
Yeah.
You could say exotic. I think that's a great word.
Yeah.
Exotic meat.
Exotic meat. Like you'll eat a different meat and you'll be like, oh, that's cool. Like the first time I had the only time, because I didn't like it. The only time I had crocodile, I was like, oh, it tastes like if chicken and calamari had a baby.
Yeah. Crocodile tastes a little bit like fish.
Yeah. It tastes a little bit. It tastes wet. Like, it tastes like it definitely lived in the ocean for a bit.
Yeah.
But it also
fresh
had
water.
Like, it had chickeniness to it.
Mm, crocodile's good.
The horse meat, I was just kind of like, oh, yeah. It kind of just tastes like beef. I think I needed to have, like, a steak of it or something.
Yeah.
And I have
Can
to
you
admit,
get
I
a was, steak out of a horse for the two... Skeletal.
No, horses are horse. All muscle.
Are they?
Yeah, muscle's what we eat when we're eating an animal.
I know. That's not
what I... Horses are ripped. They're terrifying.
I guess so. Yeah, I got big back legs. I feel like I just imagine them like...
Imagine holding that like drumstick in your hand.
Style. Oh, that'd be good. Yeah, their butts are their rumps.
Yeah, the rumps.
I feel like, they're so thin. I don't know. They're so skinny. Their legs are tiny. There's not much on there. But that's like,
but how good is a rib or a wing?
That's like, very true.
A
yeah,
horse
you're right.
Wing?
Yeah.
A horse
Can wing. I get a wing of horse,
neck
please?
Of
oh, a neck.
Neck. Really Ugh. Thick.
Yeah. That's you could cut that into slices.
I always imagined a horse is like served in thin strips, like pastrami or something. But I don't know why I have that in my mind. I think maybe because the only pictures I've seen and the picture on Wikipedia for the horse meat Wikipedia page is thin
is
strips
thin
of meat. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a stir fry meat.
Mm. Mm. I'm not a big stir fry guy, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like your family would. I mean, this in the politest way to your mum, but I feel like your mum loves to make a stir fry.
Nah. The thing I don't like about it is because when I lived, it was just me and Dad in the house for a while. He would just make this exact same stir fry all the time.
I was going to say, Mum didn't make the stir fry. Dad made the stir fry.
It was cut up steak and then the coleslaw, the stir fry packet mix like you get from the supermarket, which is like pre-cut up lettuce and stuff. Dump that in. Dinner's served. Oh, good. Stir fry again. And also lots of baby corn. Like, fucking baby corn.
Oh, I don't
alone.
Like baby corn.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Baby corn's fine once in a while, but baby corn every all the time.
I can't do baby corn.
No.
I don't think that's right. I don't think it's right that we do that to the corn.
Let it mature first.
Yeah.
Is baby corn, is it a different kind of corn or is it just corn that didn't grow big?
Are you asking if baby corn is just a baby corn?
Yes. But you don't know, do you?
No, now I'm confused because big corn is so different.
Because sometimes little, like cherry tomatoes like, are a kind of tomato.
Yeah, but I feel then like baby corn's just like a thing that looks like corn kernels, but it's a different vegetable.
But I think there's other vegetables, and I don't have an example, which are just, this one didn't grow big, let's just put it in. Baby carrots.
Baby carrots.
Baby
exactly
carrots are just carrots
say.
That don't grow big. You're like, well, we'll just sell them as baby carrots. But then
all
exactly
the ugly
the
carrots get turned into baby carrots
as
well.
Yeah.
Oh, baby corn is just baby corn.
Yes, cool.
That's insane because I would have assumed.
It tastes different.
Why is the inside of it just gummy then?
Yeah, I don't know because the.
Hasn't grown its cob.
Okay, well, you know how rosemary, if you let it go, it turns into like a thick tree.
Yeah, like it gets all woody.
But you could, in theory, eat it before it. And then it becomes woody. It must be the same thing.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, but I would have assumed that the corn grew and then the buds came out of it, but no.
I don't know how
they
corn
all grow
grows.
At the same
well,
time.
Well, it's not both because it's a wheat. It's a kind of wheat, not wheat. What do you call it? It's a grain. It's all fucked up. Corn on a cob's fucked up.
Corn,
delicious.
No
love
good.
It
don't
on a cob.
Put it. Don't put it. Not in a stir fry. Don't put it in front of me at all.
No. I think I'm going to eat. There's a, I can't remember what it's called. And I also can't remember if it's in Cambodia or Vietnam, but there's like a specific kind of horse stew. Mm. And oh my God, it looks
stew
so tasty.
Stew feels like such a way to go about it as well.
Yeah. Yeah, burger stews, little strips. Because I've walked past horse meat so many times and gone like, do I dare? Do I dare? But I was looking into it and basically people have eaten his horse forever. Very, very recently in human history that some countries have been like, we shouldn't be eating horse.
I'm doing history today, and since the Paleolithic times, we've been eating horse, and then eventually one of the popes was like, we can't do this anymore. Yeah. In like the year 732, it was very recently that someone was like, don't eat the horse.
And that's just like the Western world as well. Like,
And I think one of the reasons we sort of stopped eating horses is because, well, people are like, we need the horses to ride. And also, we started milking them.
We milk horses?
We started getting horse milk. And we're like, well, we won't eat the meat because if we eat the meat, then we can't ride and milk the horses.
Oh, right.
So I don't know.
Horse milk feels like way more.
Disgusting.
Like, I was going to, like exotic is the word I'm going to use again. Than a horse meat. Having a horse milk feels.
Doesn't feel like you could get that much milk out of a horse.
You've never seen a pregnant horse.
That's true.
You've never seen the horse jugs when they're filled.
I've never seen a horse udder.
Yeah, I guess the cow makes it easy with its udder.
I'm going to Google pregnant horse, and horse I'm going milk. To look up pregnant horse titties. Horse pregnant.
Pre-gat.
Milk. Udder. That's what I'm Googling.
I think it would look like how a dog changes. Does it change like a dog when the dog gets pregnant?
They just get big nipples.
They've only got two nipples.
What?
From what I can see, and it's sort of where it's like between their back legs, I think. Look at it. It's kind of gross. Just like two hairy lumps.
Yeah, they are like
they don't
two
have
hairy
like
lumps.
They don't have like full.
They look like human boobs.
They kind of look like human boobs, but no nipple and hairy.
Yeah.
There are nipples on there.
They kind of are nipply, I guess.
I thought that was milk dripping from
it. It is, isn't it?
Oh.
What else would it be? No, yeah, that's milk. That's not nipples. That's milk dripping out of there.
Oh.
That's
just a mound.
That's a mound with milk dripping out.
That looks like a human boob. There are so many different kinds of human boobs.
Yeah. There are many types of human
boobs. That looks like one of the kinds of human boob.
Horse boobs.
Yeah. One of the ways to, there's all the different
to
breasts.
Milk a horse.
No, there's like a lot of different breast types that a human can have. Mm. And one of the ways to determine which shape you have, because it'll determine which bra will actually support the meat of you the best, is to like lean completely forward and see what shape like the meat hangs, like where all the weight is
interesting.
Kept. Because that'll determine where you need to support the most.
How humiliating to do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, getting a bra is the worst.
Oh, it's bad.
Do you ever, like, because I feel like I used to hear a little bit like bra fittings, and there's all these ads being like, 9 out of 10 women are wearing the wrong kind of bra and it gives you back
issues. I think
issues.
I'm wearing the wrong bra now.
Yeah.
Like,
I definitely am.
But they had like specific fittings and they come around. We'll look at your baps. We'll get you. I don't know if they said that. But have you guys ever done that?
Yeah.
Do they make you bend over?
Yeah.
That sucks.
I had a lady, I've had an experience that was so bad. The lady gave me the wrong size band and not like one size wrong, like two or three sizes wrong. Gave me the wrong size band and the bra, I wore it like the next day and was like, oh, it's tight, but like every
it'll
bra,
break in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, every it'll bra, break it's in. Meant to. Like it stretches. Yeah. It's meant to. You're meant to start on the loosest clip and then as your bra wears, clip it tighter and tighter.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, great. That's great to know. Like, that's, I'm never going to need that. I was like, oh,
out at a party and
that's a great little bit of knowledge that will come in handy at some point. No, it won't.
Well, that's how I felt when I first learned it as well. So you've reacted to the information in the correct way.
But yeah, I got cut. Like it fucked up my back where my bra sits. And it like, I had like a full, not like a cut as in like one clean cut. It had just worn and rubbed. So it was like having gravel burn in my armpit.
Oh, Jesus.
So that sucked. And then it was so mad because I'd gone to, there's two types of bra shops. There's the bra shop. There are many types of bra shop. But if you're going to go get a fitting, there's two types of bra shop. Either you're going to the chain bra store and you're like, this lady deals with titties all day.
Yeah.
Or you're going to go to the weird little old lady that has a brassiere shop.
Oh, yeah. Brassiere shop is a different vibe.
It's a different vibe. And this is the lady with the brassiere shop fucked me. Mm. And the lady with the brassiere shop, she go in and she's like, we sell bras. And you're like, yeah, okay.
I know. I need That's a why bra, I'm please. Here.
And whilst in the chain stores, yeah, titties are their jobs. In the brassiere store, titties are her life.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So it's better or worse?
It is normally better, but I think I'd gone too far. She was too far gone because like the next like month
she's gone crazy with titty power.
Oh, yeah. If it's like one person who's like, I own this bra store, tits are my life.
Yeah.
Like she's the one ordering the stuff in, you know, she's researching new kinds of bras.
Yeah.
She's like learning about like shape and cup and fill and where the meat is. Like she knows her stuff sometimes.
This lady had gone too far, had stopped learning about bras in the 80s. Lost her passion for bras.
That's a long time ago.
It's too far.
Boobs have changed since then.
My mom was like, you have to go. This lady's the best. This is the lady you want to get fitted your bra because we got weird titties in my family. And mom's like, you got weird titties. I'm sorry. My mom didn't know this as well. This is an insane thing. My mom's like, she's like, yeah, it's super hard for me to find a bra. And when I learned about titty types, I was like, yeah, because we have what is known as tubular breasts.
Tubular breasts.
And all the meat's at the nipple, which is an insane way to be a tit.
Mm.
An insane way to exist.
That is insane.
It's an insane way to be. So there's like just skin holding onto the body and then just so much meat loosely flapping, barely contained.
Yeah.
And I went and this lady, I was like, yeah, my breasts are quite tubular. So like I need a lot more push than I would like anyone else who is my size because I got quite a large and brag cup size as well. And I was like, it needs more. I actually need a push up bra because or else they'll just keep.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, you don't. I wanted her to have a cigarette the whole time.
Yeah.
Like you just want to be chain smoking, being like, I know tits.
Yeah.
Girl, if I know one thing, it's tits.
I also, in my mind, she has like a vaguely Eastern European accent that you can't quite pick.
Yeah.
Like, really, so mysterious.
I think they've actually been to the same shop you're talking about.
Is it the one in Eltham?
Yep.
Yeah.
Does she have, Does she have an accent? Like a Romanian accent or something?
She was like an old Australian lady, but it was like.
That's
real,
not mysterious.
Real, like, moved from Northern Territory, Australia. Like, moved from Alice.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Like, real deep in their Australian accent. And she's like, if there's one thing I know, it's tits.
That's
Yeah, but it feels like it feels like that knowledge, like the encyclopedic knowledge of, like, sister sizes or something. Mm. Like, have you heard of sister sizes?
I don't know what that is.
So.
Wait, can I guess?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it when you got one titty bigger than the other titty?
No,
but like I like that was a really good guess.
My thinking was, I know the phrase, your eyebrows are sisters, not twins.
Yep.
And I applied that to boobies.
Yep, that is correct also. Sometimes
has anyone told you you're a great feminist recently?
Yeah, I actually have been told that. I'm a great ally.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, you know what, guys? You're welcome.
Thank you.
You know, finally someone's thanking me.
Cool thing about boobs. Mm. So the sister size theory is like if you are like a, you know, a 12D, if you go one size up and one size down, it'll still fit. So 12D or 14C would be the same size. Like you go one up and one down in like either all, and it should in theory still fit you.
To an extent.
Yeah. So like if you try one on, you're like, this almost fits. You can go to your sister size. Or like you try on like a 10B and you're like, that's bad. Maybe the 12A will fit. Like you have to go up one and down one on either side. Does that make sense?
No.
I was like, yes, absolutely.
I mean, I kind of get it in theory. I understand what you're saying, but I can't picture why they are the same size if they're different sizes.
Yeah, they fit a little bit differently.
Yeah, so like pretty much differently. So
if you think about
Wait, so is the number refer to like the strap, and then the cup is the number is the cup size.
The letter is the cup size, and the number is the band around your back.
Right.
The band around your back is the thing that should be doing most of the holding your boobs in. Like, if it's the straps, that will hurt.
So you got a tighter strap and a bigger cup, or other way around, or something.
Yeah. So some people's boobs might be wider, and some people's boobs might be narrower.
Sure.
So if it's in terms of sister size, maybe you and your sister size have the same amount of meat. It's just in a different spot.
Mm.
So like someone might have wider, shallower boob.
Yeah.
And you might have.
Or meat around the nipple.
Around the nipple. Hanging loose.
More nipple meat.
And real utter situation going on.
Do you know how bras work and why the sizes are that?
I think. Is it just because that's what they are? I don't know. What do you mean?
So
they hold the meat.
They do hold the meat. So
that's why the titties look great. I don't understand.
Yeah.
So the inches around your band, like the part that goes under the boobs, that measurement, just say it's like, I don't know, 30. I don't know what they are, but like 30. And then you measure the distance around the biggest part of your boob. However many inches of difference, that's your cup size.
Oh.
So if you're like 30 inch around under the boob and 31 inch around the boob, that's one. So that's A. But if you're 30 and then 36, it would be A, B, C, D, E, F.
Right.
So it'd be a 30 F.
Cool.
Yeah. And it's just the differences between those size, which is why it's really, really weird when people are like, wow, a D size boob is huge, or like this size boob is enormous. No.
Then how do you get to the doubles? What does that mean?
Well, I think it's like a half size.
So, okay, right. So D would be, so D is four inches and double D is 4.5?
Yeah.
I think so. I'm not sure. My understanding is that they were like, D's the biggest boob, and then people started getting bigger
boobs.
But
what about double D?
They're like, well, double D. Whoa. And then like boobs kept getting bigger, and they were like, okay, we're just going to keep going down the alphabet.
Yeah.
Is there any other doubles? Can you get double C?
You can do a triple D and you can do a double G.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Wait, so it goes A, B, C, D, 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 E, F, G, 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 H, I, J.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. That's a good system. That makes heaps of sense.
Well, that's why I would say like it's a half size more than a...
Yeah, I don't actually know about
What's a triple D? An extra half size? It's even more in the half than before.
That's so weird.
Well, I remember, that's the thing is that you're talking about like when you go up sizes in fashion where you're talking about literal inches.
Yeah.
So like as a plus size person, it astounds me that all clothing stores are like, no, we stop. Like, we only make up to one size. We only make three sizes, and if you're not that size, sucks to suck.
Yeah, that's nuts.
So
and
weird.
Then I'm like, and then because they make plus size clothing super expensive. And an argument that.
Oh, God, sorry. I just opened my phone and it was the horse tits. That's so gross. They're dripping milk. Sorry, what were you saying?
Well, they make plus size clothing is quite expensive to own in, you know, it's impossible to be moral in a capitalist society, but at the same time, like it's just try.
Not a bit of effort.
Sometimes it's just expensive to be fat.
Yeah.
And like an argument people will have will be like, yeah, but they need to use more fabric, so they should charge more.
Oh my God, it is not.
And I'm like, oh my God,
fabric.
It's literally like an inch. Like that's when you start like a size difference is literally inches. I have a pair of pants in like a 16 that fits nice and snug. And then I've got a pair of pants in an 18 that I can fit my thumb in.
Yeah.
You're arguing an inch's worth of fabric.
And also, it's not like, I mean, I don't know that much about how clothes are made, but it's not like they're using every single bit of the fabric. Like, you get a big chunk, you cut a t-shirt shape out of it, and the rest goes in the bin.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to use the same amount of, you're going to get a square of fabric, and if you get a bigger shirt, you just have less offcuts, but you're using the same amount. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I also realized that I fucked up my bra size for a really long time. And I fixed it recently. Well, because I was like, oh, well, I exist in a world where I am an 18 to 20. Mm-hmm. And I was like, beautiful. That in theory would be my band size. No, because if you wear baggy clothes, kind of exclusively.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out your band size is way smaller than you think it is.
That makes sense.
And I was like, oh, it's not meant to be loose. Cool.
Yes.
Oh, it's supposed to be doing something.
It's not just like this fucking nightmare I have to wear once a day. Ugh.
Yeah. Once,
once a day?
Once it's off, it's off.
I guess that makes sense. I mean, you're right. It's just funny to say, yeah, I have to wear a bra once a day. It's like, well, yeah, I guess. do you guys want to know? Do you want to know some horse meat facts?
I'm dying to know.
So, I closed the tab. There we go. It's all horse tits. So, horse meat apparently has a slightly sweet taste, and it's pretty similar to beef. Many consumers allege not being able to tell the difference between beef and horse meat, like you were saying before, Zoe.
God, I'm glad that that's correct.
But nutritionally, it's very similar to beef. So this is the statistics of like, so this is horse meat and beef, both raw. Horse meat has 70 more kilojoules per 100 grams, about 20 more calories, slightly less protein, but pretty comparable protein, a little bit more fat, heaps more iron, a little bit less sodium, and a little bit less cholesterol. So it's kind of better by numbers, I think, if I'm reading that correctly.
I think we should eat horses over cows.
I think so too.
It's so scary, but I do fear if we get the horses too much, they'll just kill us.
Yeah.
Yeah, they offer an uprising where cows don't. Cows are
docile. Yeah. But I think, yeah, they could. A horse can fight back. You can't put a horse on a... conveyor belt, and it'll just sit there going, huh? What the? What's
and maybe
that?
You get more meat per cow per thing you have to feed.
Almost
it.
Certainly, yeah.
Yeah.
Horses are lean.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
But we should tell you what we should do. There's a bunch of wild horses in the middle of Australia that are just fucking up the environment. They're so
bad. They lose, baby.
Oh, we'll get them.
Hooves in Australia are not a thing.
No. They're not meant to do that.
The whole country... Like all of everything that evolved, all the plants that evolved here evolved with animals that had very soft feet that didn't tear up the soil. And then we introduced, I was like, oh, every animal now has hooves. It's like, oh, great. Everything, all the plants are going extinct and all the animals that ate those plants are now going extinct.
My neighbor had to get a deer-proof fence the other year because the deer that's loose in our neighborhood keeps trampling all these good plants.
Yeah.
Oh.
We got to start culling more animals and eating them. That's my thing.
Yeah. I think if I kill it, I can eat it. I think that should be the rule.
That is allowed. That is I understand why we brought horses over.
Yeah.
I don't think we should have, but I understand why people did it. Why Camels are they deer? Smart.
Wait, huh? What?
Why
what?
Are there deer here?
Oh, it escaped from a farm.
Is that really what it is?
That's really what happened. There was a deer farm.
There's, like, there's literally, I looked at the thing the other day, there's 1 million feral deer in Victoria alone.
Jeez,
1 million.
Yeah. They escaped from a venison farm and they breed like rabbits, surprisingly.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. So
let's kill them all. It should be like cane toads where you're supposed to hit them with your car. Really dangerous. But if there should be like a government kitty for car repair. Deer. Yeah.
Oh, I think that'd be nice if the government was like, you bring us the antlers, we'll give you $20.
But the antlers fall off. You have to bring them the skull.
All right, bring them the skull. I'll bring a whole skull.
Yeah.
Can't be that hard to kill and skin a deer and then harvest its meat.
I mean, cavemen did it.
It yeah. sounds and they're like stupid. So much work.
I've been to university. I went to TAFE.
Well, I've been to university and I dropped out.
Yeah. Cass, degree?
Yeah.
Okay, you could get a deer.
Zoe has a degree.
I actually have more of a degree than Cass.
Oh, yeah.
I dropped out of a master's.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, of course.
It's good to be a dropout and also like
a master's dropout.
No, that's stolen valor. You're claiming dropout.
Yeah, that does feel like stolen valor.
It is. It's good. Yeah. That's why it's funny.
Yeah. You're appropriating.
Degree.
There you go.
There you go.
You're appropriating the slacker lifestyle, Zoe.
Yeah. You did a bachelor's degree and then an honours and then you started a master's.
Yeah.
And then you enjoyed your job in the arts too much and you were like, I'll continue with my arts job, thank you. I've got too much work.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like a dropout, just a real...
just a really successful dropout.
Just a really good... And what has it given me? What, this podcast?
Yeah,
and I bequeathed to you, and then went into got my boring day job.
Yeah, and you also have that other podcast that you the beauty one that you don't update very often.
Yeah, which
is being hot as hard. Hot hard pod on Instagram. Get up to date when they're coming back.
Yeah, get. We'll stop having family tragedies so soon.
There was quite a lot of family tragedies.
Yeah, I kept being like, oh, sorry, family tragedy, and like I'm ready to come back, and then it's like, oh, sorry, my family tragedy this time. Okay, we'll come back. Okay,
you're not going to believe this. There has been a third family. Tragedy.
And then I think we just rested for a little bit. We were like, a lot of family tragedies has happened. Maybe we should just recoup.
I can't stop crying.
Yeah, I think that is contained within. That rest break is contained within the family tragedy umbrella.
I was really lucky because all my family tragedies, I had three happen in 1 week, which is an insane amount of tragedy.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
usually
really
they
big.
Happen not that
not
close
that close together.
Together.
But three family tragedies in 1 week and then just being like, oh, okay, I'm having an intense amount of feelings, but therefore I will have like an intense sad period, but it'll be over in the same amount of time.
Yeah, get it all done.
Yeah.
No, it turns out I was just sad for the exact same amount of time.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, aren't you over that yet? And I'm like, nah.
It was three though.
It was three.
It was three.
One thing that happened.
It's going to be three times the amount of time.
Yeah. That's like being like, I'll do all three of my vodka shots at once.
Yeah.
The body's still going to take its time to process those. Yeah. You're just going to feel worse. Fast.
Nice.
That is nice. Well, okay. When do you think you'll be back for Hot Hard Pod?
2024.
2024. That sounds good.
I think that's
there's
good.
A nice ring to that.
Yeah.
Hey, this pod might come. This might be this year. That's this year.
That might, yeah.
It might be
that
this
is
year.
This
it
year.
Might be, is it this year?
I've just done the math. I think that's this year.
Oh, my God. It's coming back this year. Is it already out?
Is it? Did hey, you do it? Or you is know it what? Soon?
It is.
It's already out. Nice.
You can find it now. You guys have to do it, which is exciting.
That is
that's
good.
Super
just for some context, we were recording this in November. but yes, you can head
we'll
to
give him the context.
Hot Hard Cod.
Hot Hard Cod. Hot Hard Cod.
I think I went to say
socials.
I think I did a spoonerism. Not a spoonerism. I think I mixed up Hot Hard Pod and Hot Hard Cock.
we all make the mistake.
And maybe Hot Hard Cob was in there too. But Hot Hard Cock at Instagram.
Baby again.
Yeah. you can see it. It's out now.
It's out now.
It's out now.
Hello, Hayden here, just dropping in to say they did not do it and it is not out now.
This week's episode is about doing a deep dive into infrared masks.
It actually is.
It has. Yep, it is.
It actually is.
Yep, it's. We feature Naomi Higgins, a brilliant engineer,
mm.
and also
funny person.
Comedian.
Yeah,
It's good when the comedians are smart because it makes you feel like such an idiot for not finishing your master's degree.
Yeah, yeah, were you about to claim dropout again, forgetting we just exposed you?
Unbelievable.
Oh my God, stolen fucking valor. How dare you?
It rules.
Have you got the history of horse meat, Cass?
I did.
Did you already do that?
Yeah. Remember, I was talking about how we had it in the Paleolithic times.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah, and then the Pope said, don't eat horse, and we stopped. And then we were drinking horse milk. Remember the horse tits?
Yeah. Do you want to look at them again? I do remember
that. I'm going to look at the horse tits again. Ooh. They're so yuck. Horse tits are in the worst place. They're right between, I think, from these pictures. The pictures are very zoomed in. I could be incorrect. Don't at me. I don't care. But they're like right between the back legs. That's not the most powerful.
I feel like if you were on... if you're on all fours, the horse titty would be hanging either side of your belly button.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe further back. Maybe further towards the groinal area.
Like pooch?
Yeah, on pooch, maybe. Pooch,
what's pooch?
The soft bit.
Is that what it's called?
The
nice pooch?
Pooch bit. Yeah, poochy
bit. Just like above the genitals but below the belly button?
Yeah, it's the part that protects your uterus.
Oh.
How's your uterus going?
No complaints.
Solid as a rock.
I guess my pooch is doing its job.
Solid as a rock.
Hey, I got to go to the doctor. My uterus is rock hard. I'm not even supposed to have one. But I feel like, yeah, if you're going to milk a horse, the back legs, that's tough. That's a strong part of a horse.
But you're in front
that's
of
a bit
the
of
back
a horse
legs.
That can kill you.
Yeah, famously.
But don't they have backwards back knees? Don't their knees go backwards at the back?
Yeah, so it's not going to knee you.
Yeah, but it can kick you with its hoof.
Watch out.
Yeah, because it's
you know how you can kick your own bum?
Yeah, they can do that, but they could kick their own shit and the hands that are touching it.
So that's their version of like swatting someone's hand.
Yeah. I wonder if that's the evolutionary reason they've got the backwards legs at the back. I'm sure it probably has to do with their running, but so they can
to
kick
shoo
away,
people away.
Kick away farmers. Yeah. That's why we don't need a horse anymore. It's too difficult. They got backwards
not
knees.
Worth it.
But a cow's legs go like that.
Do they?
Yeah, cows don't have front knees. That would be insane.
It'd be insane.
Wait.
Does any animal have, does every animal do that where the back legs have backwards knees? What animal doesn't do that? Because dogs have that? Kangaroo? Well, kangaroos have two legs, really. I mean, they've got the arms. I think they've got arms on
Yeah,
legs.
That's true. I would consider
no, cows, kangaroos' legs do that.
They also do that, yeah.
Yeah, everyone has backwards knees. We're the wrong ones.
That's true.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, birds even go backwards.
Birds go backwards.
What about fish? What's in their situation?
Yeah. If they have legs, if they have legs, it's all goo.
Yeah.
Inside.
Well, they're the ones who crawl onto land.
There. Those bastards.
Mm. Actually, do you know what? No, fish knees do go backwards. Think of tadpoles.
Damn it.
You know when they grow legs? That's frogs. That's
I know
backwards.
That's frogs, but that's not fish. But yeah, you're right.
They start off a little bit fish. They I'm saying if a fish were to have legs, that's tadpoles.
Okay.
That's a fish that grows itself some legs.
Yeah. I guess it does make sense having them back because it's more like a spring.
Yeah.
Can launch better.
I think
just
we're
us
wrong.
Kangaroos that are wrong?
Kangaroos'
no, I think
legs
kangaroos
go backwards.
Do have backwards legs. What has forwards legs? I guess monkeys.
Nothing.
Monkeys?
Oh, and monkeys.
Monkeys?
Oh, is it just being upright? No, kangaroos. We've been over this.
And emus have backwards legs. They've only got two legs.
Yep. Everything else in the whole world has backwards legs. It's us and the monkeys.
That's fucked
fucking
up.
Fucking primates.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
Do you reckon, would you get a surgery to reverse the polarity of your knees?
Only if everyone else was doing it.
Mm, so peer pressure.
Yep. I would want to fit in. If it was cool.
What if it meant you could run really, really fast?
I don't
do
need
I
to
have
do that.
To?
Do you have to what?
Run really fast?
No, but you can.
You guys both feel like, man.
I don't want to run. I'm not, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I don't think I'd do it either.
Just let the predator get me.
Do you reckon if you got backwards reverse knees?
Yeah.
And then.
Knees?
I said knees.
Okay.
Do you need to be banned from the Olympics?
You'd have your own category eventually.
Eventually.
It's like a weird in between the irregular Olympics and the Paralympics.
Yeah.
And it's like the mutant Olympics.
Yeah. It's like the
genetically modified Olympics.
Yeah.
GM Olympics.
The Super Olympics or something.
And it's like everyone who's had surgeries and everyone's on steroids.
That would be great.
I would love that. That'd I would love
awesome.
That so much.
We all want the Olympics where everyone's on steroids.
Super Olympics.
I just want
to get body modifications. Be able to breathe underwater.
Yeah.
And just see what happens.
Just see what happens. Because there would be so many people who would want to do that. And imagine, like, that's Big Pharma's, like, pretty evil, but that could that's something they can do, you know?
Yeah, let's give something good to us.
Yeah.
Come on.
You've given us the opioid crisis and nothing else.
Yeah, and also expensive Medicare. Oh, yeah. I looked at the titties again.
Close the tab.
Look, I've got a timer on my phone and I keep checking it and it's just all horse tits and they're just seeping milk. It's disgusting.
Have you made it your background or something?
Maybe I will. It is pretty disgusting. I also like in this picture, there's an action shot of the milk dripping.
Yeah, dripping.
Wow.
We're going to put it on our X account. At shut up a sec.
Are we all committing to that? We all committing to calling
it X? I'm calling it X. I'm an early adopter of it. No one else in the world is going because it sucks. By the time this episode comes out, it could be back to Twitter because it's not going well over there.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll put it on our socials if you want to see a picture of horse tits seeping milk.
Woo! And we're banned from Twitter again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Kaz.
And I've been Zoe B.
Zoe B, Being Hot is Hard, is out right now. And if it's not right now, out right now.
Real soon.
Out real soon.
No, it is out right now. It is out.
Definitely.
Right now. Yeah. 100% definitely.
Episode with Naomi has been, we've got an episode with Naomi coming up.
Okay.
Yeah, it's out.
It's not.
Well, give it a listen. Thank you, Zoe, for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Horse titties.
Horse titties.
Horse titties.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.